Grace, mercy, and peace be with you this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So when was the last time you took a really good hard look at your most reached for household item? Or maybe you had that grab and go mentality and you don't have much second thought on those items. But if you look at them carefully, you may realize something. That extra feature that you assumed was just there, that just had some useless purpose, well, it's actually very useful indeed. Ladies, you ever look at your cosmetic bottles lately? That number there that's circled, it's not there for no purpose. It's actually there to tell you how many months that product should last. Here's one I didn't know. That spaghetti spoon. You know the one with the hole on the bottom of it? You know why they put it there? That's right, so you can make a single serving of pasta. Something we consider useless actually has a useful purpose. Or this one. You know those extra flaps they put on those little juice bottles you give your grandkids? If you actually unfold them, they have a great purpose. Squirt proof. I wish I wouldn't have known that years ago. Purpose. That's what we're going to talk about this week. But no, not the purpose or the focus on those extra products we buy, but instead our purpose and the purpose that we serve. So what is our purpose? It's an interesting question, isn't it? And for some people, it's a question that they spend most of their life trying to answer. And why is that? Well, unfortunately, a lot of people consider themselves just like those extra features that I talked about at the beginning. They go through life thinking that they don't have a purpose. They look at the mistakes they've made in their lives. They look at the type of work they do. They look at the meager amount of money they make. They look at themselves in life compared to other people. And they see themselves underachieving, even useless. Maybe at times you felt the same way too. And even some older people feel that way. I can't tell you the number of people that I've talked to who have told me, Pastor, I've lived a lot longer than I ever thought the good Lord would allow me to. And then they say, I feel now like a burden to my family. At one time, I was able to do almost anything. But now look at me. I can't even take care of myself anymore. That feeling of being useless. But I'm here to remind you, you're not useless. No matter the mistakes you made in life, no matter the job you hold down or the amount of money you make, no matter if you're 83, if you're 93, or even 103, you are not useless, especially to God. I like how the author of the book put it. God comes to useless, purposeless sinners, you and I, and turns us into useful, purpose-filled workers for the kingdom of God. Although sin sucked the purpose out of life, Jesus came to revive life. Through his death and resurrection, he takes purposeless people and gives them eternal purpose. So to answer the question, what is your purpose? Well, it's simply this. It's doing those things that God has called you to do. And what are those things that God has called you to do? Well, there's a term that we use in life, and it's called our vocation. Many people often associate the word vocation with job. For example, maybe your vocation was or is that of a factory worker. Maybe your vocation was that of a secretary or a salesperson. Or yes, maybe your vocation was even that of a domestic engineer. The great thing is that God calls different people to different vocations. Look at one of your days. How many different people, how many different vocations do you come across? It's 9:55. I have already come across today 4 sales clerks at the Quick Trip. I came across the lady who took my order at McDonald's. So go with your day. Every place we go, people are doing various vocations. So imagine for a moment if everyone had the same vocation. Everyone did the exact same thing. That wouldn't be a good thing, would it? Where do you go to when you're sick? Who are you going to go to when your car breaks down and needs to be fixed? As the Creator, God had a plan. A plan in which everyone has a purpose. From the person who digs the ditches to the CEO of a major corporation, God uses them in their various vocations for one thing. God uses us to accomplish his purpose. And when you and I look at it that way, our vocation takes on a whole new meaning. It's more than just a job. As some of you know, jobs come and jobs go. People even change jobs. So does that mean then that we're not doing the work that God has asked us to do? No. Whatever it is that God has called you to do at a particular time in your life, it is his way of bettering his kingdom. Vocations, therefore, are the ways in which God works through our work. Look at the way that God takes care of his little children through the diligent social worker tackling a pile of foster family applications. Or how about the farmers? The ones who grow the food that you and I eat. How about the men and women of the police and the fire departments, whom God has put in place to protect us? You know, when you and I think about it, it is truly amazing on how God works. God takes simple, everyday people and he uses us to take care of everyone else. You have a purpose. And here's the kick. Only you can do it. Only you can be the mother, the father, the grandparent of a child. Only you can be the husband or the wife. God uses us in other ways too. For yes, we have a purpose. To use our mouths to speak comfort, the truth, and love. To use our ears to hear the hurts and hopes, the fears and failures of our neighbors. And most importantly, God uses us to bring the gospel message to those who haven't heard it. So if you don't think you have a purpose, think again. You have a purpose. The greatest purpose in the world, to do the work that God has called you to do. Amen.